Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, dairy farmers to benefit from silage packing machine. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Applicants for general driver's licenses to operate a motor vehicle 4,000 kilograms and over are being advised that testing within the Kingston Metropolitan Region will now be conducted at the Harbourview Way Station. For more information, call the Island Traffic Authority's corporate office at 876-754-2814 or the Harbourview Way Station at 876-928-6413. A message from the Island Traffic Authority.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audie Shaw has announced that Jamaica is to receive technical input from overseas experts as part of efforts to revitalize the country's dairy sector. Mr. Shaw says he has had meetings with agriculture ministers from India and Argentina who have committed to provide a wide range of assistance to Jamaica to help boost the sector.
I'm now working out the details of how we are going to appropriate that technical assistance from them.
Minister Shaw was speaking at a ceremony recently for the handover of a silage packing machine and accompanying new technology at the Borders Research Station in St. Catherine. The silo packer, which is the first of its kind in the island, will be used in the provision of nutritious feed for the dairy cattle industry.
This machine will now allow the JDDB to support small dairy farmers to store fodder as silage in order to continue to provide nutrition to their animals during periods when feed material is scarce or unavailable. In addition, the introduction of this silage-making technology to Jamaica gives the dairy farmers an option that could be utilized under appropriate circumstances to become a source of cost savings, thus increasing their farm household income.
While the making of silage is not new to Jamaica, the technology is particularly adapted for smaller farmers to use as the silage is stored in small bags rather than in large bins or holes in the ground. This means that small farmers can feed their herds over a longer period of time as they are able to mobilize one bag at a time and lengthen the period over which their total storage of silage remains wholesome. The machine, which was secured under the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change JA REACH project, is expected to increase forage compaction and lead to better quality feed and more storage capacity, allowing farmers to compete better internationally. Packing forage is critical to providing the best quality feeds for animals. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Na all foot in a boot a good foot. Translation, not all feet in shoes are good. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Facts. Persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact. We have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the act. Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the act.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, never judge by outward appearances alone. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. And on our notice board this week, Chairman of the Jamaica Customer Service Association, Dr. Nsambi Jaja, will visit JIS Radio Studio 58A to discuss activities in observance of Customer Service Week 2018. Tune in this Thursday at 12 p.m. on the Jamaica Information Service Facebook page and watch it live. Don't forget to send in questions and comments. That's it for today's program. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with studio engineer Dante Matthews, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.